TV channels, some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch, but what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time is 8:23, Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here today, Laura Howard, the Kansas Department for Children and Families Secretary.
Laura, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Laura.
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us here today. How are things going in Topeka, or are you in Topeka here this morning?
I am in Topeka this morning. Things are going well. It's a busy time of year with the legislature in session, but things are going quite well for us.
You know, one of the things that you really wanted to talk about here are programs, and specifically some in case, residents here are getting themselves into certain financial difficulties, maybe with water utilities bills or possibly some energy bills that may be coming in. And it seems like there's a lot of different factors in play here with an increased demand.
You know, that's right. And we all know Kansas winters are harsh. We only have to think about what we experienced last week to be aware of that. And then we also know that prices are increasing. I read that the Kansas Corporation Commission has estimated that people may experience up to a 30% increase in electricity and gas bills this year. So we wanted to make sure from a Department of Children and Families perspective that Kansans know about two programs we have that can help to pay winter heating bills and also help to deal with water issues. So that's really my goal today because I really feel strongly that, vulnerable Kansans shouldn't have to be forced to choose between paying utility bills or buying food or getting medicine they need or things like that.
And the DCF does have money to use in this. And, Laura, let's talk about the programs you just alluded to. One, the Emergency Water Assistance Program. Go into more detail on that, if you would.
Yeah, I sure would. The Emergency Water Assistance Program is a new program. This was actually funded through one of the recent federal relief bills, and it's a program that's intended to either restore or prevent folks' water from being disconnected if they've been adversely affected in some way by the COVID-19 pandemic. That doesn't mean they have to have had COVID, but perhaps they've had some disruption in employment, things like that. So we have about $9 million available to pay past due water bills and or disconnected drinking water or wastewater bills. And I would say right now for eligible Kansans who have applied for the program, the average benefit's been about $550. So Kansans with a household income of 150% of the poverty level or less can qualify for the program. That's about $3,300 a month for a family of four. So again, it's a new program. Started a couple of months ago, and we just want to make Kansans aware of that.
I know the low-income energy assistance program may be a little bit more well-known. I think it's got the longer track record. For folks that don't know about the LEAP program, how does that work?
Yeah, the LEAP program, it has been around for a number of decades, and it was really created to help qualifying households primarily pay winter heating bills, and we know how difficult that can be. So that's a program that we run each year. So it's really a seasonal program during the wintertime. It opened on January 1st. It will close on March 30th. For this program, we have about $41 million available. And I might say we've had about 12,000 Kansas households who have qualified so far, and they've received an average benefit of just over $1,000 towards their heating and gas bills. So that could make a huge impact for Kansans. So the LEAP program, again, I want to reinforce, that one has a cutoff date in the sense that we'll close applications March 30th. So it's important that folks contact us at our website, and I can also give you an 800 number that they can call as well.
Laura, let me ask you this. Obviously, you mentioned the EWAP, if you want to call it that, the mm-hmm. Emergency Water Assistance Program, and LEAP, are programs that are in place now. EWAP is new, LEAP is not. How are these programs being, I guess, maybe utilized or being sought out here at this point of the time?
Well, we're seeing quite a bit of demand from Kansans across the state, and we've tried to get the word out through a number of venues, through social media, through our offices. But we've had a number of really new recipients come forth in the last couple of years. I think with some of the impacts of both the pandemic, some of the economic downturn last year. So I think being sought out by folks who may access it maybe on a regular basis each year, but I think new Kansans who are now becoming familiar with the fact that there's some support and assistance.
And we're talking with Department of Children and Family Services Director Laura Howard on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, KVOE Live and Local. It is 828, 35 degrees. Well, Laura, people would like more information on the programs and everything offered by DCF and to find out if they qualify and what programs exactly are out there. How can they access this information?
Absolutely. First, they can go to our website at www.dcf.ks.gov. We also have an 800 number for the LEAP program. That's 1-800-432-0043. And we also have a targeted email for the new water program for EWAP. That would be dcf.waterapplications@ks.gov. Folks can always, contact one of our 36 offices across the state as well, but we're also happy to serve them, through more electronic means as well.
Laura, before we let you go here and kind of shifting off of these two topics, but, Ron had mentioned the legislature underway right now. What are some of the different goals and objectives that DCF has here for, upcoming programs or maybe a general direction here from the legislature here this year?
I think on the legislative session this year, we're pretty excited about some of the recommendations that Governor Kelly has made in her budget for DCF. And so, for example, the governor has recommended adding some funds for some prevention programs in our agency, our Family First program. That's a program that's designed to provide upfront prevention services so families don't come into the child welfare system. So we're excited about that and really hope for the legislature's support. We're also tracking closely a number of pieces of legislation that might make it more easy to access child care and food assistance programs as well.
Outstanding. Well, Laura, we really appreciate your time here with us today, and we'll get the word out here about both programs. And if there's anything else that you would like to have addressed, please feel free to let us know, and we'll be glad to bring you back on the air with us.
Very good. Thank you so much. I just encourage all Kansans to look into the programs to see how they can help their family and kids.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Laura, thanks for
your
time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Laura Howard, who is the Secretary for the Kansas Department of Children and Family Services, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, specifically talking about the new Emergency Water Assistance Program and the LEAP Program, the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, offered through DCF. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It's 831.
Emporia State University is proud to